act while they started settling here, and people were coming out of Nebraska and looking for good land, and a lot of people settled here then, and they had to carry water from the river until they dug their own wells, and a lot of hand dug wells 200 feet deep. But it was good land, and people could come as far as Hagler, I think, at that time on a train. Then they had to rent a rig, so to speak, to come on out here and stake out their homesteads, and that's how it got started, was because of the Homestead Act. Mm-hmm. And my dad was I've got almost all of Dad's material, and I could go over it on slides and stuff like that with you. But my dad, when he had his heart attack, all Dad had known was work. He didn't have any hobbies. We didn't know what in the world we were going to do with him. And he started out on this historical stuff, and gee, he just spent hours and days and weeks on it. And he gathered up a lot of data. And a lot of it was very interesting. And when Dad passed away, people wanted me to come to the school and to Kirk and Liberty and all over to show this stuff. Well, I had a job. I couldn't do that. Dad could go and did. And so then, for a long time, I kind of put it away because I didn't feel like looking at Dad's stuff for a year or so. And now people are after me again, and some of it, it took me a long time to figure out, like General Custer came through this area on a Republican River Valley expedition, and it took me a whole winter to figure out where Dad's slide pictures were at and correlate it with his tapes and stuff. And now I'm wanting to give it to Yuma County Historical Society, but I want to make a few provisions. Sure. that my dad gets credit for it, my dad and my mother, because they chased all over creation getting this stuff.
Sounds like.
And although they're not here, I still want them to have credit for doing this, mm-hmm. and they should, because mm-hmm. their name should be remembered mm-hmm. for doing it. And I'm willing to give it to them. And I'm supposed to have a meeting this fall with them when they start out. And I'm going to make them this presentation that if they want to do what I want to do with it, well, they can have the stuff, I'll be glad to give it to them. But I want it always to be remembered that it was Dad that did all the work. And I don't think that's asking too much.
What was the town of Idalia like when you were growing up? Was it bigger now than it is now?
The town was, well, yeah, I'd say it was bigger. We had a good general store, and we had a pool hall, and a blacksmith shop, and the families were large. And in the summertime, we'd go out in the evening to play with town kids. We'd have 20 or 30 kids out, where now you'd hurry to get 10, I expect.
What was the population back then, would you say?
Well, it doesn't seem to me like the population has changed very much from 100 to 125, something like that.
And is that how much it is now, you think?
I would guess it's around 100 now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The place you got here, I mean, how far was it from where you... this place to like town? I mean, how was it? I was wondering if the town was further down, or how long did it take you to walk into town?
You mean when I grew up?
Yeah.
I lived in town.
Okay, you lived in town.
Yeah, lived two doors over.
Two doors over, so.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, you said you had a lot of property here, so, I mean, y'all had a lot of acres here, didn't you?
Oh, my dad had this quarter of ground.
Yeah.
But this Idalia cooks onto here, and then we rented the half section north.
Okay. So you're really on the edge of town here.
Yeah.
And y'all used to own all that land on going out of town on that way.
Yeah, Dad did. Uh-huh.
That's what I was on. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because you really are kind of in town, but you got this, this farm.
This house, this property here is in town. Mm. And then when you get to the...